Let's now introduce our guests. We're joined by the editor of Veterans Today, Dr. Kevin Barrett, who's joining us live now from Madison. And we're also joined by political commentator, Dr. Oktar Babuna, who is joining us live now from Istanbul. Gentlemen, thanks very much for joining us here on Press TV for this edition of the debate. Dr. Babuna in Istanbul, if I may, I'd like to start with you. In my introduction there, I quoted an activist as saying essentially that the Saudi royals are playing with fire by passing this sentence against Sheikh Nimr. What do you think the repercussions will be in the short and long term, considering, of course, the royals have not put forth any proposals to resolve the situation as of yet?
Well, thank you very much. I'm going to be speaking on behalf of Mr. Adnan Oktar. We are definitely against capital punishment, against executions, because this is an outmoded form of punishment. And first of all, it is not a punishment that allows the culprit to repent, to amend his ways, to learn from the past. Once a person is dead, there is no way he can learn from the past. So instead of that, for example, there could be a life imprisonment or whatever. There has to be evidences and a case and trials first. But there is a complete freedom according to the Quran. Allah says there is no compulsion in religion. That means you cannot kill anybody for any kind of ideas or oppress the people to believe in anything or do anything. Shiites are beautiful Muslims. Sunni are beautiful Muslims. Wahhabis are beautiful Muslims. But oppression is definitely against Quran and against Islam. And beheadings in the Saudi Arabia, which has been regular, it's kind of ISIS kind of like acts. And this has to be prohibited because it is against Islam. And these people have to be educated. I definitely disagree. And any beheadings, any executions have to be stopped in Islamic world. And the sectarian tensions are very dangerous, as you talked about Bahrain or any other countries in Yemen, for example. These are very dangerous and it's haram. Muslims, they have to be come together. Allah says, hold fast to the rope of Allah. The rope of Allah is Quran. All together and do not separate. Muslims got separated. They got fragmented. And there are many different sects, many different ideas based on many fabricated hadiths. And then all these killings and the violence and cruelty dominated the Islamic world. Something is going on and something needs to be done. Something is wrong. There is internal war in Syria, internal war in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, wherever we look. We see internal conflicts, war, violence, terrorism, and bloodshed. So something needs to be done, but that has to be intellectually, through education, not through bombings, airstrikes, or military interventions, but it has to be intellectual education according to the Quran, not on based on fabricated hadith. We don't, disagreements and tensions should be left aside, separation, sectarian tensions, and Muslims come together, there is enough resources for everybody, there is enough land for everybody, and we should live in happily in peace all together. Executions are definitely haram. Allah says, for example, in one verse in the Quran, killing one innocent person is like murdering entire humanity. This is one of the greatest sins and endless torment for that. So Saudi Arabia should stop that.
Okay, Dr. Babuna, if I could just come in here, I do apologize for interrupting you. I just wanted to keep this conversation flowing and put that point now to Dr. Barrett. Dr. Barrett, I wanted to get your reaction to what you've heard there and also wanted to get your feelings about what kind of repercussions this latest verdict on Sheikh Nimr will have.
Well, I actually agree with much of what I heard from Dr. Babuna, although based on my study of Islam in a secular university where I had an Islamic studies PhD without any actual traditional Islamic scholarship training, as I understand it, arguing that all capital punishment is always haram in Islam is a very unusual position. However, in Islam, we do say that mercy is always better. So in all cases where there is even the contemplation of capital punishment, mercy is better. And also, the rules of evidence in Islam are very strict, with the result that in most cases, even if one were to argue that that capital punishment is sometimes okay, it would generally never be applied. But we're not talking about capital punishment in general. We're talking about an atrocious regime in Saudi Arabia that tortures and kills people based on their perfectly reasonable statements and beliefs. And I think that we need to reframe this discussion a little bit and talk about the political realities here. Saudi Arabia is essentially a U.S. Zionist client state whose job is to steal the oil of the Middle East and take the riches of the oil fields around the Persian Gulf and put those dollars into the petrodollar to support the United States petrodollar, which is an instrument of the world's international banking cartel, and then to skim off a little bit and put billions of dollars in Swiss bank accounts where the Ibn Saud family can use that to travel around the world visiting brothels and casinos and using drugs, flying around with Lear jets, and consorting with the sorts of people that most Muslims would be horrified by. So the human rights situation in Saudi Arabia is completely atrocious, and this death sentence against Sheikh Nimr is just outrageous. This sheikh has never been accused credibly of any serious wrongdoing at all. Instead, he has simply spoken out against the outrageous tyranny of the ruling family of Saudi Arabia. And as a result, they're threatening to behead him and to display his body, which is called crucifixion in Saudi Arabia. This is just outrageous, and it shows how Saudi Arabia really is as big and as embarrassment to Muslims as the so-called Jewish state of Israel is to Jews. In both, you know, it's Islamic State, IS, what is that? Well, it's a terrorist group, but in a sense, it's also Saudi Arabia, just as Jewish state, JS, is the perpetrator of genocide.
Okay, let me put some of those points to Dr. Brett, if you allow me to Dr. Bravuna, then once again. Dr. Bravuna, if I may come in here, I wanted to ask you about Dr. Brett there speaking about, you know, the oil and the importance of especially this eastern region in Saudi Arabia where we are seeing this protest and where Sheikh Nimr was arrested. How do you think that influences how the Saudis act towards this entire issue? Certainly, even on that level, they are playing with fire, are they not, considering the most important oil base are exactly in the eastern province?
Well, there is always has been a struggle between believers and unbelievers since Adam, peace be upon him, Adam alayhi salam, inshallah. And so there is a system of the Antichrist, Dajjal, in the world, and there is a system of Mahdism right now against that. So as we see, there are deep states in certain countries. And for example, Saudi Arabia has involved in the military interventions against ISIS. ISIS as a terrorist group. Of course, they are doing cruelty, they are in haram, and they're killing innocent people. But these people have to be educated. And these people, although they are in idolatry, idolaters, and the swamp of idolatry, they have to be educated. And killing these people is not a solution, and it is actually haram, because airstrikes and bombardments in which Saudi Arabia is involved with the United States and Qatar and United Arab Emirates is definitely not a solution. And we have had this since many decades. There are problems. These problems have to be solved by coming Muslims, unity with the unity of Muslims around the Quran. In Quran, there is compassion, mercy, love, and tolerance and justice. Beheadings and capital punishment is a very primitive kind of punishment. There is a qisas in, for example, in the Quran. We know that. Qisas means if somebody is murdered, you ask the family of the victim, and if they allow, then the murderer, after a case, trial, and then there's a court verdict, is allowed to be killed. But Allah says, forgiving is better, as Mr. Barrett stated. Forgiving is better means a Muslim always forgives. There is a forgiving, even the murderers. And you cannot bump innocent people or the family or the nation of these, for example, the people. You don't know the people who are bombing are murderers or not. Even if he's a murderer, you don't bump, you don't execute, you don't capital punishment. And you give an opportunity to the person, put him in a jail, maybe he will repent, he will be a perfect Muslim, a very useful people for their nation. For national security, capital punishment is not a solution. It's a very primitive kind of punishment. And I definitely, it has to be prohibited. And the Muslim Islamic world has to come together against this Shiite clerk to be punished, and that penalty of this brother in Saudi Arabia to be executed. But the overall solution, there must be an overall solution, because we see these beheadings, capital punishments, not only in Saudi Arabia. We see this in the United States, for example. United States claims to be the center of the democracy, but they do executions regularly, and this is also wrong. So there must be an education overall in the world. There are Muslims who can do that. And Shiites, again, Shiites are beautiful people, beautiful Muslims. Sunni are beautiful Muslims. They should come together, and we should decrease the tensions, sectarian tensions. We see there are sectarian wars in Syria, in Iraq, in many other countries. But this is haram. This is against the Quran. And what needs to be done is to change these false ideas with true ideas, These people.
Okay, Dr. Babuna, let me just come in here because I just wanted to take a quick time out in this debate, and I wanted to get to our social media page where our viewers have been having this conversation as well about this topic. Let's now get to some of those comments, and we'll be right back with the debate.
Total injustice to criticize the ruling family and rulers is not a reason to give death sentence. It's a dictatorship and against human rights. Where are the champions of human rights and democracy? Why are they silent over this injustice? This is sad. He should not be put to death. This is very harsh. I hope that the House of Saud will reconsider its decision. He must be hanged or chopped in public. He's a traitor and terrorist. Saudi government should telecast his hanging publicly so that infidels must come to know what will happen to them if they use terrorism as a policy. Hang Nimr. The death will come to all, but some deaths are honorable and some are shameful. The one given to this scholar is much more honorable one. The one which will come to King Saud will definitely be miserable and painful. Sheikh Nimr Baghler Nimr, either we live on this land as free men or die and be buried in it as pious men. We have no other choice. The murderous and ungodly regime of Saudi Arabia just sentenced him to death. May God accelerate the destruction of this Al-Saud regime. I am Sunni and deadly against Wahhabiyat. Anti-Muslim acts of Saudi Kingdom have divided Islam in the whole world and our enemies are laughing at us. Allah save us.
Those were again just some of our viewer comments as posted on our various social media pages. Let me get back to Dr. Babuna, our guest who's joining us from Istanbul. Dr. Babuna, you've mentioned capital punishment a number of times, but I wanted to get back to the real issue here is that does anybody for calling for peaceful protests and their rights deserve even prison at this time or any form of punishment on behalf of any government anywhere in the world?
As long as people do not damage and harm other people, there is a complete freedom according to Islam. Allah says there is no compulsion in religion. So that means you have to be equidistant to unbelievers, to Christians, to Jews, any kind of belief, actually. And even the idolaters, unbelievers, ask Muslims for protection, for security, Iman, Allah says. You have to bring them to a secure place. That means you have to risk your own life sometimes to bring them to a secure place. So that is what Islam is all about. Islam is a religion of peace. Definitely, there is a complete freedom. Democracy is in the essence of Islam, actually. Complete freedom is that something we don't have anywhere in the world, actually. There are state ideologies. Sometimes states oppress their own people. But according to Islam, there is complete freedom. So you cannot put somebody in jail because of his ideas. You cannot punish somebody because of his ideas, according to Islam.
Okay, then let me put that to Dr. Barrett then. Dr. Barrett, you know, considering all that and that clarification by Dr. Babuna on his stance there, I'm wondering then why does the United States or why does the West as a whole stand by its ally, Saudi Arabia, throughout all of this oppression that it metes out on its own people?
Yes, the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia has been a dysfunctional relationship for decades, ever since President Roosevelt signed the agreement with Ibn Saud to set up this U.S.-Saudi axis of evil, really, where the U.S. monopolizes the petrodollar, you know, monopolizes Middle Eastern oil, uses its power to set oil prices far below what they should be, of course, and then the Saudi ruling family gets free money to indulge in their sybaritic lifestyle. And the United States authorities have been bending over backwards to avoid looking at these human rights abuses in Saudi Arabia and the basic injustice of having, you know, a huge percentage of the population in Saudi Arabia is dirt poor, while the ruling family, which expands every generation exponentially, monopolizes all of the wealth and uses it for this incredibly un-Islamic lifestyle that most of them lead. Why can't we talk about this in the U.S.? Well, there's all kinds of Saudi money here. Saudi money has taken over so many of the mosques, it gets into the political system. Of course, it's not nearly what Zionist money is. Zionist money completely dominates American society, but Saudi money is right up there too. And together, the Zionist money and the Saudi money has essentially bought America. That's why 9/11, which was a Saudi and especially a Zionist coup d'etat in America, but it was apparently partly supported by the Saudi regime and certainly used by the Saudi regime to stay in power when they were threatened. They were just about to have to leave the U.S. orbit right before September 11th, 2001. And then 9/11 came along with some Saudi participation. And then the United States could say, look, Saudi Arabia has to do what we say or we'll just bomb them back to the Stone Age, just like they said to Pakistan. So the Saudi royals were propped up, kept in power. The U.S. military bases officially moved out of Saudi Arabia into Iraq, and everybody was happy. And, of course, the Zionists got what they wanted, which is...
Okay, we just have a few minutes left, Dr. Barrett. I do apologize for interrupting you, but I want to get your final comments. And I wanted to ask you about the sectarianism that Saudi Arabia spreads. Many people are saying that this verdict will help stoke sectarianism in the country, though we've seen many Sunnis, in fact, come out against this verdict as well in Saudi Arabia itself. In fact, a lot of tweets by Sunnis are against this verdict. How do you believe that will work out going forward?
Well, it's... are you asking me?
That was for Dr. Barrett. I do apologize, Dr. Babuna. That was for Dr. Barrett. I'll just get back to you.
I hope that this verdict will unite both... Yes, I do hope that this verdict will help unite Sunni and Shia Muslims all over the world and other people of goodwill, because we're being divided according to our religious identity, our national identity, and so on, as part of a divide-and-conquer operation by the forces of evil in the world. And if Sunni Muslims in particular stand up against these injustices and stand up against the sectarianism of the ultra-fanatical Takfiri terrorists, we can reunite Islam and we can bring peace to the world.
Okay, I want to put that point then to Dr. Babuna as well. I wanted to get your opinion, then, Dr. Babuna, as a final comment on this issue of sectarianism that the Saudi Arabia is trying to stoke, not even within, but also in places like Bahrain as well.
The separation of the Muslims is haram. Allah says, hold fast to the rope of Allah, the Quran, all together, and do not separate. And separation, if separation is haram, then Sunni and Shia takfir each other. That is haram. And we should unite. Unity of Muslims is required. It's a must. And this is the times we are living in the end times. And Mehdi alayhi salam is the only solution. It's stated in the hadith in our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mehdi will appear in the end times and will dominate Islamic morality throughout the world with the unity of Muslims. We are living in these times, and these are like painful contractions before the birth, stated in the hadith. Exactly. ISIS, for example, stated in the hadith as a sign of emergence of Mehdi. Syria's internal war is stated. And all the other Iran-Iraqi war in the 1980s. Occupation of the Afghanistan, more than 300 signs came to be true. This is the time for Mehdi. I know there is a great love in Iran, our Shia brothers against Mehdi, and inshallah this is a glad tiding of Allah. Allah will dominate Islam in the world. Surah An-Nur 55, Allah says Allah will dominate Islam in the world. We are living in these times, and Mehdi alayhi salam and unity of Muslims is the only solution. Inshallah we are coming to these signs in 5 to 10 years.
Okay, I do apologize, Dr. Babuna, once again, but we'll have to leave it there for now. But of course, we do sincerely appreciate you joining us today. That was Dr. Oktar Babuna, political commentator, who was speaking to us live from Istanbul. And we were also joined by the editor of Veterans Today, Dr. Kevin Barrett, who was speaking to us live from Madison. We do appreciate both of your insights here for this edition of The Debate. And of course, viewers, we appreciate you joining us as well. Till next time, good night.